True.
Well, I've been wondering about all these things again recently.
Oh, again? It's been a while, hasn't it? But I remember you talking about them when we were teenagers, looking at our collections together, leafing through them, ordering it all, swapping. And you going on about it at the same time.
Yeah, I've been a bit obsessive about various things throughout my life, but this has been something of a thread, hasn't it? Sort of a doorway I keep finding myself going through. Like I'm looping or going round in circles.
Didn't your mum have a wishing dish?
Oh, yeah. I think it was number 864663, one of those numbers I seem to remember. It keeps cropping up.
Oh, so quite a good one, an early batch, before they became a bit shabby, poorly made, and everyone had one.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's that thing everyone says these days about technology and things? About it, you know, becoming bad and a bit rubbish after it's got you.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. I don't remember what that's called. Just stuff getting bad, I think, isn't it? Yeah, well, anyway, why did you bring that up?
I just remember picking it up once when you went to the toilet. Think your mum had gone out.
Must have been out. She wouldn't have let us go anywhere near it. Wouldn't even let Dad look at it directly. You'll get your ugly mug tarnishing it, she'd yell.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what did you wish for then?
It's hard making a wish, isn't it? You realise that? I always felt it sucked something away from somewhere else in order to happen, to come true. Like there's a certain amount of everything and can't be any more added. So I try to keep it small and significant.
Seems wise. So was it like crisps or fruit salads or something?
No, even that felt excessive. Like I might deprive someone somewhere else of their sweeties.
Odd. Odd that you never told me you'd done this.
Well, I guess I was a bit embarrassed.
Go on, tell me. We're adults now, at least bodily.
I was young, liked animals, you remember? So I wished all the horses wanted to kiss me.
How do horses kiss? Do they have lips? I've never looked at a horse closely.
Very nicely, I believe. French horses, anyway. Like, I'd imagine I'd walk through a field, they'd canter up to me and kiss my cheek. If I'd had a bad day at school on the way home, I'd at least have the option. Guess it wouldn't be a kiss, really. It'd be like a brushing more than a kiss. Or like a guard of honour, you know, like how footballers kiss each other's cheeks when they score or pass the ball well. And the match stops for cuddling. It's all about a lack of simple day-to-day affection from my parents. That's what my counsellor said the other week. Who knows? I was pre-teen, so it wasn't weird. Just liked animals, especially horses then. I mean, what do you do when you're presented with life? Plopped in. A life that is in so many ways someone else's. Or many persons previous, but not your own anyway. Even as we speak, raise our eyebrows. Like the ache in my knee I saw in my grandma when I was little. Seemed ancient to me then, she did. But if I looked in the mirror right now, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw a seven-year-old looking back. Sure she felt the same. And when you realise that, like properly know it, but you're also aware that you're incapable of escaping. What would I do without words if I just followed the thrust of desire as it presses me through existence?
Yeah, fair point. Well, I like marbles, remember?
Yeah.
Always seen myself more like a marble. It's motion. I mean, it's not... I mean, I'm not spherical. You were horses, I was marbles.
No, I'd say you're more like a cube. But yeah, you were into marbles. A kiss from a marble would be cold, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Guess you could warm it up in your hands, though.